Yes, Pilgrim Talk Podcast, talking about sweet emotions today. And again, it's just me, Reverend Lee Johnson, by himself. We're going to have the gang in, hopefully this week, to record another couple of episodes on the cans of Dork. That's what we're talking about. But until then, you're going to have to stick with me on at least another discussion about emotions. And what I would like to discuss today is not a specific emotion, but making sure these emotions don't control us and that we're using them rightly. Because as we've talked about in the past, they are given to us for a God-given purpose. And if we're using those things rightly, and these emotions then are a great benefit to our spiritual life, our sanctification, our walk in Jesus Christ, all of these things can be greatly aided. But misusing them can lead us down a horrible path. Remember the warnings of in your anger, don't sin. All right, you can find that in Ephesians and other places. Because a misuse of emotions then opens the door for disaster. And this is probably familiar for you, but let me illustrate and read, and we'll discuss a little from Genesis chapter 4 about Cain and Abel. It says, in the course of time, Cain, this is starting with verse 3 of chapter 4, in the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. And then we know what happens. Cain fails to heed the words of the Lord. Sin rules over him and devours him instead, and he murders his brother. But this is an excellent passage because it gives us directly from the Lord a question that we ought to be asking ourselves when we experience these emotions. Why am I angry? Why are you angry? Why is your face fallen? Why are you feeling these things? And this is one of the ways that we can get to the root of whether or not we're using our emotions rightly. Cain was not. His anger was consuming him. In his anger, he was going to sin. Because he was not angry for the right reason. He wasn't angry at sin. He wasn't even angry at himself for his failure. He wasn't sad about his sin and his misplaced offering. We can argue later about what exactly was wrong about that offering, but it was clearly wrong. And was not accepted. He's not angry at himself for making the mistake. He's not sad. He's not a heartfelt hatred for sin, causing a sorrow for sin, causing him to hate it more and more, and then turn from it. That's not what he's doing. He's angry at God. He's not angry at his sin and his failure because he's offended God or because he's done something wrong in God's eyes. No, he's angry at God because God hasn't accepted him. What is exactly this making you angry, Cain? Think about it. And in Cain's case, he had put himself in God's place. He was mad. Because he thought he had been done wrong, rather than being mad because God had been done wrong. Put himself in God's place. And if we're honest, we make this mistake all the time. Somebody cuts me off in traffic, and I'm angry. Why? Because he got in my way. He's causing me to be late. He's done something to me. That's probably not a legitimate reason to get all that angry. We often get angry because we feel we haven't been given our due, because we are offended at something, and that's the misuse. That's one of the things that God is warning Cain about here. Think about why you're angry. You're not the one who was wronged. If you did what was right, you wouldn't have this problem. But the point was, Cain was, his anger should have showed him his misplaced anger if he had stopped and taken the Lord's advice and said, why am I angry? I have misplaced my anger. And he could have repented of his sin and turned. Which is an important thing for us to remember when we're experiencing these emotions. And sometimes they're very powerful and they're not conducive always to stopping and thinking. But we have to make sure we do ask ourselves these questions. If I'm angry, why am I angry? If I'm sad, what is it that's making me sad? Is it something that's right? Or is it something that's not right? Am I sad because I lost a loved one? That's okay. That's perfectly acceptable. This is the time to mourn. I shall do so. Am I sad because I didn't get a promotion I wanted at work? Maybe that's not the reason to be sad. Maybe now my sadness is showing a failure on my part. For example, we talked last time about the rich young ruler in Luke 18. When he goes and he's asking Jesus, good teacher, what do I have to do to be saved? Jesus gives him a list of things. Wrongfully, obviously, he says, I did all that. He says, oh, you're lacking one thing. Go sell your stuff and give it to the poor. Luke 18:23 tells us when he heard these things, he became very sorrowful. He became sad because he was a man of great wealth. He was sad. And if the question had been asked, if he'd asked himself the question, following God's advice here, why are you sad? And we're told the answer here is because he had great wealth. He was sad because it was his money that he was serving. He was sad because it was your money or your discipleship of Jesus. Pick one. Which one's more important to you? And he was sad because he was going to turn his back on salvation, turn his back on eternal life because the wealth is what he served. Are you sad because you lost a loved one? Well, that's good. That's biblical sadness. That's acceptable. That's the house of mourning. That's where we're supposed to be. Are you sad because you didn't get that job and that extra money? Well, maybe that is telling you your heart might be tied up in earthly riches. Maybe that sadness is misplaced sadness that is telling you that your heart needs attention. Let's talk about fear for another second. Godly fear is appropriate. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But fear of man, that's a problem. Right? That leads to anxiety. Why am I afraid? I'm afraid that I'm going to bomb this test. I'm afraid that that people won't like me. I'm afraid of offending someone by speaking the truth. Maybe it'll offend him, and I'm afraid, so I don't speak the truth. Maybe that fear is not godly fear. Godly fear is, I must speak the truth, lest I offend my God, and therefore I'm motivated to tell you the truth. The fear of man is, I'm afraid I might offend this person with the truth, therefore I'll tell him what I think he wants to hear, and I'll give him the lie. That fear is telling you. If you stop and ask, why am I afraid? Well, I'm afraid of offending him. I wasn't afraid of offending God, but I was afraid of offending him. And that should tell you there's a problem with your heart. It's in the wrong place, at least in this situation. It's misdirected. When you find yourself struggling with anxiety over and over and over, ask yourself, why are you afraid? Because it might be your heart telling you there's something here that needs attention. When you're angry over and over and over about something, ask yourself, why am I so angry? Maybe it's your heart saying there's something here that needs attention. Or maybe it's your heart saying you're rightly angry, but it's supposed to push you to go fix it. You're angry at your brother because he sinned against you and he said these horrible things about you, but all you're doing is just being angry. Now that anger is supposed to motivate you to go and confront your brother about the sin and reconcile. But not dealing with it is leading to anger that will bubble over into other areas of your life. And it's saying your heart needs attention here. This anger is spilling everywhere because you're not letting it motivate you to action. Your fear is telling you that there's something here where we have a trust problem, where we have a trust of God problem. We're afraid of man more than God. This is a problem. We need to address it. I'm sad all the time, and I'm sad about the wrong things. It's telling you that maybe your heart needs to be addressed, and you need to remind yourself of some biblical truths. Strip yourself of some idols. But too often we just fail to question our emotions at all. We fall victim to the lie of the world that emotions are just totally uncontrollable. Well, there's nothing I could do about it. I just fell in love with that guy. Really? Couldn't control it at all? I fell out of love with him. Oops. Not my fault. I couldn't help it. I was so angry. What do you mean you couldn't help it? Because somehow your emotions are just out of control. He's a really emotional person. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but usually when people say that, they mean the person's out of control. But they're taking the blame off of him because he's so emotional. We have to be able to learn from Cain and to learn from God's direction to Cain. Question your emotions. Why am I angry? Why am I sad? Why am I happy? Is it right? Am I doing right? Are these emotions in the right place? Or are these emotions showing me some area where my heart might be misaligned and it's not totally in line with God, or I'm having a trust problem, or whatever it might be? Important questions for the life of a believer, and one that I think if we paid more attention to would often help us in our walk. Our daily walk with the Lord. Well, I think that that's probably a good stopping place for today. And we remember what the Lord has asked Cain, and ask it of ourselves, and make it a regular habit and a regular practice, so that you might be constantly checking your heart. And I do hope you'll come back and that there will be others with me for the next turnaround. But until then, may the Lord bless you. Find us on woodenpulpitmedia.com, Facebook, iTunes. Hope you'll subscribe.